Episode 1879, Do Something Good Today.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. I know it's only the second day of the week, but it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and you are going to do something good today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you did not wake up today to be mediocre. Do something good today. Put a smile on your face, joy in your heart, and bless those who cross your path. You know, it's so easy to fall into the, I don't want to do this now mentality. Putting off what you know you are supposed to do now versus waiting because you may feel it more later. Life doesn't happen the way you want it to if you sit back and let it happen to you. You have to be willing to create your now. You have this moment in life right now, today, to do something good today. Extend your hand when no one else is looking. Stand up for the one who can't be heard. Listen to those who are hurting. Speak up for the one who has been silenced. Do something good today. Why is it that we find our faults and settle in on our failures faster than we can celebrate our successes and blessings? Negativity fills the day enough. Take every thought captive. Stop tripping over bad thoughts and self-talk that works against you. Change the status quo. Who needs the worldview when you can have God's view? Do not conform to the patterns of this world that will bring you down and suffocate your happiness, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do something good today. Enough already of the doom and gloom. There is hope for every day, yet you must be a willing participant in making that hope come alive within you. Put your hope in God. Rise up on this beautiful day. Put to bed the troubles and let God have them. Concentrate on what you can do to brighten someone else's day, and then, in turn, your day will be brightened too. There is a lot happening in your everyday life, but you are not alone. You will not get everything perfect, but you can focus on what is good, what is beautiful. Regardless of what you face today and through the week, you will get through it. The days may not be easy, but you will more than survive. Keep your heart anchored to God, and He will direct your path. No matter the storms you may encounter, do something good today. Have you even taken a look at your calendar today? What is it yelling and screaming at you? I gotta get this done. Here's five things on the to-do list. Oh, wait, don't forget to pay these five bills too since it's the beginning of the month. And oh, you got to go to the grocery store. And by the way, you got to swing by before dance and soccer practice and pick up cookies and cupcakes because you have snack time. Already, overwhelm begins to set in. Your heart now becomes a part of your gut. You feel like you're not going to accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish. You're serving everybody else. And yet you're looking going, what about what I need to do? What about my everyday? It's hard when we feel lost in our own days. It's hard when we feel like we are being strangled by responsibilities. But today is a new day. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to feel your heart beating. You are alive. And that means you have another opportunity to impact the world that you touch. That, my friend, is significance. You don't have to wait to make a difference tomorrow when you think everything's going to be perfect. You have today to do something good. But why is it that we get caught up in the things that we think matters? Why do we get caught up in saying, okay, well, if I don't get 1, 2, and 3 done, then I will have failed myself, my family, my friends, my community. You may go as far as saying, I failed God. Why do you judge yourself so harshly? I want to put a stop to that right now. Let God judge. You serve. If you look at your life that way, oh, by golly, you will be able to do something good today. Without a doubt. In fact, the self-doubt, the lack of confidence, the self-esteem that's buried 6 feet under, oh no, it will all rise up. The self-doubt will melt away, but the confidence will be strong. And you will not have to walk alone. Why? Because God has already walked before you. I have this little plaque or sign or whatever you want to call it. It's just a few words. It's actually 5 words, and it sits here on my desk, and it says, my life coach is Jesus. Who are you letting coach you today? Who are you letting get in your heart? Are you turning on some crappy music that's just pulling you down deeper than 6 feet under, or you feel like a pile of manure and then some? Or are you listening to something that's going to pick you up, allow you to rise above? Even when you feel down in the dumps, do something good today. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Keep your heart anchored to God, and He will direct your path. No matter the storms you may encounter, do something good today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.